We are going in Eretz Yisrael through a very, very special and difficult time, which arises a lot of questions beside the emotional approach, beside the sorrow, the tragedies. Above 1,400 people have been killed during the last Simchas Torah. Since then, a couple of more hundreds of people were killed in the battlefield, and everybody asks, from where could we take out the power to answer the questions in Emunah which are arising from such an event? Children, innocent people got killed. How could we understand it? How could we understand what Hashem, Ma Hashem Elokecha Doresh Mi'imcha? Actually, the situation is that we are in the same place that Rabbi Akiva was with his friends by passing the site of the destroyed Beis Hamikdash after the destruction. The Gemara Makos Daf Chasdalet tells that they saw Shual Yotze Mibeis Kodshei HaKodoshim. They saw the fox coming out from the site of the broken Beis Hamikdash of Beis Kodshei HaKodoshim. Vehoyo Rabbi Akiva Mesachek. Rabbi Akiva was smiling, was laughing, v'achachomim crying, boichim. They ask him, what is this smile all about? It's so painful. It's so terrible to see such a sight. How come could you laugh? And Rabbi Akiva explained them. It's written in Yeshayahu, והעידה לי עדים נאמנים את אוריה הכהן ואת זכריהו בן ברכיהו. אס לגמורה, מה עניין אוריו אצל זכריהו? אוריה הכהן was the disciple of ירמיהו הנביא. He wrote ירמיהו הנביא's prophecies in בית ראשון. זכריהו was a novi during the beginning of בית שני. How could they come to give testimony together? Said the Gemara, in Nevuas Yirmiyahu, Uriah Cohen is written, Al Zeh Haya Dover Lebeinu, Al Eloh Hashchoneinu, Al Har Tzion Sheshamem, Shoalim Yilchubo. And in Nevuas Zechariah, you can find the following posuk, Od Yeshvuz Keinimuz Keinot B'Yerushalayim, Ve'ish Mishanto Be'ado. Kivan Sheze Itkayem, Gam Zeit Kayem. What does it mean? We see that there is a process, and we are in the beginning of the process. Like, imagine that somebody suffers from terrible headache. Two people suffering from the same problem, the same headache. Number one went to a physician. The physician wrote him a medicine. He came home, he took the medicine, and not merely that the headache didn't become lesser, it even became more terrible. And the whole body was under shock, and he didn't know what to do. Did the doctor want to kill him? The medicine doesn't work. It caused the opposite. The effect is terrible. The second patient went to another doctor. And the doctor wrote him the same receipt, the same medicine. But he added an explanation. And he told him, listen, the process will be as follows. In the beginning, the headache will be more severe. And you will suffer even more. And the whole body will be like under shock. This is the normal process of your disease. Then, slowly but surely, you will become better. And you will go from good to better till you will be completely cured.
The second patient came home and he took the medicine and he started to wait and to worry why the headache is not going, is not getting worse. Something is wrong. The process is not working. And when the headache became worse, he was so happy. Not because he suffers lesser than the other one, but he worries less. He knows that this is the process and he is on the proper way.
Says Ramban, צדקה עשה איתנו הקדוש ברוך הוא, שגילה לנו על ידי עבדיו הנביאים את כל מה שיקרה לנו. It's a tzedakah from the Kadosh Baruch Hu side that he told us in advance all the events which we will go through during the history. שאם לא, לא היינו מחזיקים מעמד. If not, we couldn't stand it.
Month after the beginning of the last war, somebody called me and asked me, when did you write this book, Golus Ishmael? I told him, I don't know. I have to check. I went to my tax, Mas Hakhnasa, and I saw that the first publication took place 13 years ago. So it was written between 14 years ago and 13 years ago. He told me, I thought that it was written yesterday. The whole events that we go through are written in advance without any need to say words, to say, and to make any sort of combinations, pshutom shel divrei chazal and pshutoy shel mikra. I will give you some examples. First of all, this is a strange name of a book, Golus Ishmael. Who invented such a golus? We know that the Jewish people had to go through arba'a galuyot, four galuyos. Bovel, Persia, Poros, Yovon and Edoim. These arba galuyos are hinted in many, many places. The second verse of the Torah. V'aretz hayta tohu, zo malchut Babel v'bohu, zo malchut Paras v'choshech, zo malchut Yavan, al pnei tehom, zo malchut Edom. The First World War. Parshas Lech Lecha. V'ayi bimei Amraphel melech Shinar. This was the real First World War, yes. V'ayi bimei Amraphel melech Shinar, Bovel. Aryoch melech Elasar, Persia. Kdar Laomer melech Elam, Yovon. Tid'al melech Goyim, Edoim. Four animals, which each one of them have only one sign of purity. Gamal, Shafan, Arnevet, Chazir. Bavel, Paras, Yavan, Edom. Four sorts of tzara'at. Gamal, Bavel, Paras, Yavan, Edom. The Jewish people were about to go to the Midbar. Mekom, Nahash, Saraf, Vakav, Vetzimaon, Asher, and Domaim. Arba Galuyos. Bavel, Paras, Yavan, Edom. Daniel, Perek Beis. It's told that the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, had a dream. And during the dream he saw a statue consists on four parts of the body, consists on four sorts of materials. Head, a golden head, Babel. A silver neck, Persia. A body from Cooper, Yovan. Iron legs, Edoim. Daniel Perektes. Daniel alone saw in the vision four animals coming out of the sea. Aryeh, Namer, Dov. Aryeh, Dov, Namer. And a monster consists of many sorts of animals. Babel, Paras, Yavan, Edoim. From Edoim, the Geula should come. Mize Bami Edom Hamutz Begadim. So we invented such a new sort of golus, Golus Ishmael. In this book are brought 10 mekoyos about the very fact that there is, there will be, but we can say in present tense, there is Golus Yishmael. Number one, Tehilim Kuf Chavdalet, Shir HaMa'alot LeDavid, Lula Hashem Shaya Lanu Yoimano Yisrael, Lula Hashem Shaya Lanu Bekum Aleinu Odom, Azai Chaim Blaunu, Vachaot Apam Banu, Azai Hamayim Shtafunu, Nachala Avraha Al Nafshenu, Nachala Avraha Aleinu, Hamayim Azeidoin. Says Reb Chaim Vital, in his book Eitz Hadas Toiv, Lula Hashem Shaya Lanu Bekum Aleinu Odom, Lula Hashem Shaya Lanu, Shir HaMa'alot LeDavid, Lula Hashem Shaya Lanu Yoimano Yisrael, Lula Hashem Shaya Lanu Be'arba Galuyois, Yoimar Yisrael, no, Ano Hashem Yishion. Aval, says Reb Chaim Vital, Yesh Galut Chamishit, there is fifth Galus, Achrona Lechulam, Ve'kasha Mikulam, Galut Bidei Mishenikra Adam, Lula Hashem Shaya Lanu Be'kum Aleinu Odom, Lula Hashem Shaya Lanu Be'kum Aleinu Pere Odom, זו גלות ישמעאל. אזי חיים בלעונו. אזי המים שטפונו. It will be galus of water. Edoim want to burn us on fire. Ishmael uses water. Ishmael was the one who almost got killed from thirst. And he had to get a miracle. A well of water was produced in order to save him. Chorban Bayis Rishon. The exiles went out towards Babylon, dying for thirst. And they went through the tents of the Ishmaelites. And the Ishmaelites took advantage on the lake of water. And they brought them bottles, pretended to be full of water, but they were full of gas. The first gas chambers was produced by the Ishmaelites. It was a personal gas chambers. Each one got one. And they got killed from this. In Chazal they speak about Avir, but we don't know what sort of Avir it was. Maybe it was Zikron B. I don't know. Ishmael want to kill us by water. It's very, very interesting. Edom burned us during the history. Hem sarfu et Beit HaMikdash. Hem sarfu otanu b'Spain, b'Sfarad, out of the fair. Hem sarfu otanu, they burned us in the crematoria of Birkenau, Majdanek, Treblinka, Sobibor, Belzec, and many more. The Arabs. By the way, we know who is Edom and who is Ishmael. Rabbi Tzchok Abarbanel and Rabbi Yosef Elbo, Hanatziv, and Rabbi Tzodek all say definitions. Amei ha-Islam, the Muslim are Ishmael. Amei ha-Natsrut are Esav. You don't have to look for genealogy. You know who are who. All the Arabs, all the Muslims, not only the Arabs, are Ishmael. We know. By the way, today, what's the name of the leader of the Hamas? Ishmael. Ismail Haniya. So we are in Golus Ishmael, Kipshuto Kimidroshri. Poshut Pshak. While Esav wanted to kill us by fire, Ishmael has invented a new slogan. We will throw the Jews to the sea. We drown them in the water. This was the slogan which they declared. I have heard it for the first time during the Sixth World War. Six-day war. Yuchemet Sheshet Hayamim. We were children. And we listened to the radio, Kol Aharam Mikahir, in Hebrew. And they always threaten us, we will throw you to the sea. Today, Ishmaelites have still the desire to throw us to the sea, but they have also the fire. All the bombs, all the piguim, how the fire came to Ishmaelites. Ishmael has keshet, vayihi rove kashat. bow. Esau has sword. Al harlechotichia. Sword, cherem, is the weapon of the brave people. Somebody who fights with sword should come face to face to his enemy. Close, very close. Keshet is the equipment of the cowards. They threw the arrow from far away and ran for a cover. The modern keshet is the missiles. Today the Arabs have both, the keshet and the cherev. How the Al-Har Bechotichye came to Ishmael? Now I want to tell you something fascinating. Leil Ravi, Yudalef Cheshvan, Tavshin Pei Dalef. Shavua Parshas Lech Lecho. On Leil Ravi, the new Parshas Shavua starts. The Israeli Prime Minister gave a speech. I don't have time to listen to his speeches. He also doesn't listen to mine. So why should I listen to his? However, I had to go to a shiur, and the Rav before me didn't finish his shiur, so I waited in my car. Since it was Leil Yud Alef Cheshvan, Yerochel Imeinu Yortzeit, they broadcast in the radio the prayer from Keber Rochel. So I said, I have 10 minutes, I'll join the prayer via the radio. They stopped the prayer in the broadcasting of the prayer in the middle in order to broadcast Benjamin Netanyahu's speech. He didn't say anything new, but toward the end of his speech, he quoted as an illustration Pasuk from Yeshayahu Perek Samech. Velo yishama od Hamas be'artzech shod v'shever b'gvulayich v'karat Yeshua chomotayich. Lo yishama od Hamas be'artzech, Yeshayahu promised, and everybody listened to the coincidence that Hamas in Hebrew and Hamas in Arabic come here to be the same word. However, Benjamin Netanyahu didn't have the opportunity to go through Shnayim Mikro Lechot Targum of Lech Lecho at that time. It was only in the beginning of Yom Ravi. If he had, maybe he saw the Baal HaTurim. Baal HaTurim says something fascinating. Baal HaTurim on Parshas Lech Lecho says, ארבע פעמים במסוירו מופיעה המילה וקורוס. וקראת שמו ישמואל עם פרשס לכך. וקראת אסכם הורו אור באחריס היומים עם פרשס וילך. וקראת שמו עמנואל ישעיהו פרק זין פוסוק יודלת. וקראת ישועה חומותייך. Says Baal HaTurim, almost 600 years ago, 500 years ago. Kevan shekarat shmo Yishmael, hu igrom la'ra'a ba'achris hayomim. What will be the solution? Vekarat shmo Emmanuel. Be together, be connected to Hashem. And then, vekarat Yeshua chomotayich u'sha'arayich tehila. Immediately after this pasuk of Vekarat, Lo yishama od Hamas be'artzech shod v'shever b'gvulayich, Vekarat Yeshua chomotayich u'sha'arayich tehila, after three psukim, Yeshayahu speak about Pidyonim, Hashvuim. Amazing. The war burst on Simchas Torah. The Erev Simchas Torah, we stopped from saying Perek Havzayim in Tehillim, the Dovid Hashem Orei V'Ishi. Dovid Hashem Orei V'Ishi contains hints about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkot. The Dovid Hashem Oiri v'Rosh Hashanah, Ish'i b'Yom HaKippurim, Ki Tzpeneini b'Sukkoi, Hag HaSukkos. Maybe next year somebody will have to decide to say it also on Simchas Torah. Because one of the next psukim is אל תתנני בנפש צרי, כי קמו בי עדי שקר ויפח חמאס. אל תתנני בנפש צרי. The Mephoshim say, what is בנפש? Like, אם יש את נפשכם, לקבור יש מייסים מלפנוי. נפש means will, רצון. אל תתנני בנפש צרי. Don't give up my enemies to do on me, to do with me what they have a desire to do. Ki kamu bi yadei sheker, a bunch of liars. Vifeach Hamas, says the Targum. Hamas, don't faint, don't blame me. I didn't write Targum Onkelos. Vifeach Hamas, says the Targum Chatufim. Hatufim. It's a coincidence? I don't think so. Now, it's written in Parshas Nitzavim. The Torah says that Hashem will bring the people back to Eretz Israel. Ve'kib etzcha mikol ha'amim. Ve'eshivcha Hashem. Ve'natan Hashem et ha'alot ha'ele. Al oyivecha. ועל שונאיך, says רבינו בחיי, 700 years ago, אויביך זה ישמואל, שונאיך זה עשיו, וקרא לעשיו שונא, ולישמעאל אויב, כי אויב יותר גרוע משונא, כי עשיו שונא, אבל על ידי רחמים, ואילו ישמואל, כל מי שנופל לידו אומר אוי ואבוי. Ask the hostages who were already redeemed. What does it mean אוי ואבוי מי שנופל לידיהם? על זקן לא ייתן רחמיו. And I was totally confused. עשיו שונא על ידי רחמים? I want רבנו בחיי to join me to one of my tours to Poland. Come with me to Auschwitz. I will put you, Rabbeinu Bechaye, next to the crematoria in Birkenau. And you will have to explain me what did you mean when you say that Esav Soine Al Yedei Rachamim. What did you mean when you say Rachamim? When 12,000 Jews from Hungary were burnt on fire after terrible torturing day by day, 3 months, in 1944, and many, many other during the whole term. Suddenly I got the message. In Kada Kemach, the encyclopedia which was written by Rabbeinu Bechaye write exactly the opposite. He said, Esav is the Oyev, and Ishmael is the Soine. And now everything is explained. They changed tasks. During the most of the history, Esav will be the worst, the Oyev. Ishmael will be less worse, only Soine. But in the time that the Torah speaks about in Parshas Nitzavim, when the people will start to come back to Eretz Israel, then they will change directions. And Esav will become Soine, and Oyev, the worst, will be Ishmael. Now to my question. What does it mean, Soine al yedei rachmim? Soine al yedei rachmim. Ech yachol mishu lisno al yedei rachmim? You want to know the answer? There is commentary on this posuk, which was written by an old, senile man in the United States. His name is Joe Biden. He will explain you what does it mean, Soine al yedei rachmim. Not al yedei rachmim on us. They use the false rachmim, humanitarian, which they feel toward the Arabs, toward the murderers, in order to destroy us. Rabbeinu Bechaye wrote everything very clear. In this time that Parshas Nitzavim speaks about, Esav, soine al yedei rachmim, and the Shmuel is even worse. He is the oyev. We ask question how the cherem came to the hands of Shmuel. Al harbechot here was given to Esau. I will add one question more. We see something fascinating. Ishmael has such a success when it comes to the cherem, when they come face to face, and such a failure when it comes to the keshet. They threw towards Eretz Yisrael on the last 3 months above 15,000 missiles. They didn't cause almost any harm with the missiles. Even in the Gulf War, when 39 huge missiles were thrown to Eretz Yisrael, no one was killed from the missiles. Such a missile, which the Iraqians had sent to Saudi Arabia, to Dahrain, the American bases, killed 17 American soldiers. And in the war between Iraq and Iran, the statistics say that every missile killed 200 Iranians. And to Eretz Yisrael, nothing. Listen to the following. Apostle says in Parshas Togas, Vayar Esav kiraot benot Knan beinei Yitzhak aviv, vayelech el Ishmael, vayikach et machalat bat Ishmael, al nashav lo leisha. Asked the Ohayim, why did he need this new machle? He had 2 machles at home. And he didn't divorce from the first 2 wicked wives which provoked his parents. He didn't divorce them. He only brought reinforcement. Imagine that Yitzchok got the message that he has a new mechutni. And the mechutni is the fellow that his parents threw out of the house because they wanted to kill him already then. I don't think that parents were very happy to get this machle at home. Said the Ohayim, Pachad Esav, שהברכות של אבא לא יחולו על הילדים של הנשים המרגיזות. הוא קרת ברית עם ישמעאל בשביל שהברכה על חרבך תחיה, תצא לפועל כשהברית תצא לפועל. He made this chiduch in order to cause that the broch of al harbecha tichye will be bestowed down on this new partnership. In the Or HaChaim is written that Esau, that Ishmael get the cherem when this partnership will come to reality. And this happened in the Second World War when Hitler made a partnership with Haj Amin al-Husseini and with Ibn Saud in Arab Saudi, who gave him a lot of gallons of net of oil in order to start the Second World War. Now we understand the cherem Ishmael got from Esau. Esau got the cherem with broche from his father Yitzchok. It's not a wonder that the cherem is so successful. Keshet, he took alone. Vayhiro v'kashat, he didn't have any blessing for the keshet. And he is really doesn't succeed with the keshet before. Moi Rav Raboisai, Hanukkah, Maos Tzur, contains the summary of all the Galuyos. We start with Mitzrayim, we continue with Bovel, Persia, Yovon, and Edoim. What about Golus Ishmael? Why we don't say anything about Golus Ishmael? I found Golus Ishmael in Maos Tzur, without any doubt. The last paragraph of Maos Tzur says as follows: Chasof zero hakodshecha, vekarev ketz hayeshua, nekom nikmat dam avadecha, meuma hareshaa, ki archa lanu hashaa, or ki archa lanu hayeshua, ve'ein ketz limeharaa, dechei admon, v'tzel tzalmon, hakem lanu roeh shiva. What is Tzalmon? we ask Hashem, please push Edom, Admon, to be under the shadow of somebody whose name is Salmon. Who is this Salmon that we want him to put Edom under his shadow? Undoubtedly, the origin of the word Salmon is Tehillim Samechet Postos Tetzayim. Over there, there is two words as follows: Tashleg Batzalmon, snow in Salmon. It's written in Sefer HaZohar in two places, Parshas Pekudei and Sefer Bamidbor, Daf Kuf Chavdalet Amud HaZohar, the ancient Zohar. It's written also in Parshas Rimonim from the Ramak, Perek Yud Gimel. There are two sides in Gehenna, two sections, one of fire and one of snow. The Gehenna of snow is written in the Pasuk Tashleg Batzalmon. The Gehenna of fire, says Ramapano, is the Gehenna of Esau. And the Gehenna of snow, Maim. We said that Ishmael is connected to water. The Gehenna of snow is Gehenna of Ishmael. Salmon is Ishmael. Edom Betzel Salmon. Today we see how it works all over the world. The Christian world is very, very scary from the Arabs, from the Ishmaelites. Look what happens in France. Look what happens in Germany. I told here also, many years ago, I got stuck in the airport of Frankfurt in connection from South America to Israel for 6 hours. I took a taxi to Worms, to Maharam Rutenburg, to Rashi's home. The driver was an Islamic Muslim from Afghanistan. He spoke very good German with terrible accent. I cannot speak German, even though that when I was a child I spoke German, because this was the language at home between my parents. But I had a good accent. So we complete each other. He knew what to say, and I knew how to say. So we became the best of the friends. When we arrived to Worms, some pets, dogs, disturbed him from driving. He became furious and said, "The Deutsche Leute haben nicht kein Vor, nicht kein Kinder, no." I asked him, how many children a normal, regular family in Deutschland, in Germany has? He said, they don't build families. They don't have. Maximum one, that one, dogs. I asked him, how many children do you have? He said, not so many. I asked, how many, not so many? He said, 18. 18, not 80, but 18, 1-8. You understand that the European people is in a problem. I want to read you a paragraph which was printed and many years ago and was spread out during the internet by a fellow from Barcelona. Sebastian Villa Rodriguez. All European Jewry, all European life died in Auschwitz, by Sebastian Villa Rodriguez, Spain. I walked down the street in Barcelona and suddenly discovered a terrible truth. Europe died in Auschwitz. We killed 6 million Jews and replaced them with 20 million Muslims. In Auschwitz, we burned a culture of thought, creativity, and talent. We destroyed the chosen people, truly chosen, because they produced great and wonderful people who changed the world. The contribution of these people is felt in all areas of life, science, art, international trade, and above all, and the conscience of the world. These are the people we burned. And under the pretense of tolerance, and because we wanted to prove to ourselves that we were cured of the disease of racism, we opened our gates to 20 million Muslims, 20, today is 60, who brought us stupidity and ignorance, religious extremism and lack of tolerance, crime and poverty, due to and to a lightness to work and to support their families with pride. They have turned our beautiful Spanish cities into the third world, drawing in filth and crime. Shut up in apartments, they received free from our naive government and plan how to murder and destruct him of their naive hosts. What a terrible mistake was made by miserable Europe. This is the situation. I have many books at home about this situation. I bought these books in airports all around the world. One of the titles is Why Judaism and Christianity Are Peace-Seeking Religions and Islam Not. Could you imagine? Christianity today is considered a peace-seeking religion in comparison to Islam. Another title, The Enemy Within Us in the United States, and so on. Admoin Betzel Tzalmoin. But I want to ask you a question, that this is today the fact we know very well. But why we pray for this? Why we daven for this? Why we ask for this? We are the first to suffer from this situation. We ask Hashem, please, Dehe Admon Betzel Tzalmon, push Edoim to be in the shadow of the Muslim. The Muslims. Why? Maharal in Netzach Yisrael Perek Chaf Aleph asks a question. Two questions. He says, if there is Golus Yishmael, why it is not counted in the list of the Galuyas? Bovel, Paras, Yovon, Edoim, Shmuel. Why they count always four Galuyas? And if it is not counted, why we need them? Why the Mashiach cannot come straight from Golus Edoim? Why there is a need to Golus Yishmael? Says Maharal, the criteria to be counted in the list of this Arba Malchuyos is not only the greatness of the nation. Arba Malchuyos are those who are ruling us Begzeiras Kadishin Elyoinim. However, Yishmael is a great, great power, but Yishmael didn't get the power from Kadishin Elyoinim. I don't know what is this Kadishin Elyoinim, but I know only to read. And what is written here is that the source of the power of Arba Malchuyos is higher than the source of the power of Yishmael. Hence, says Maharal, since Edoim rules us, Begzeiras Kadishin Elyoinim, how could we get out of them, free ourselves from them, redeem ourselves from them? Can we break the word of Kadishin Elyoinim? Lachen, therefore, Yishmael comes, take the power from Edoim, and from Yishmael we can redeem ourselves. We can get rid of Yishmael because they are not ruling us Begzeiras Kadishin Elyoinim. This is Maharal, and I have two questions on Maharal. Number one, as ma im hem molchim Begzeirat Kadishin Elyoinim. So what? Hashem is greater than everybody. Birtzoto natan lahem, birtzoto yiten lahem. What a big deal. Second, Maharal alone says that Bovel also got the rule on us, Begzeiras Kadishin Elyoinim, and we didn't need Yishmael to be in Baemtzah להיות מתווך in order to get out of the bubble of Yovan, of Persia. Why only in Edom we need it? Listen to the answer. I believe that this answer is a plain truth. And as I say it more, I got convinced more that this is the truth. And I wrote it in the book, and this is the scientific proof that this is the truth. It's already published. But I said it to B'dayi Yisrael, and they agree with me. There are two processes of Geula. One is written in Daniel Perektes. V'aru im ananei shamaya kevar enash ata. Mashiach will ride on a cloud. In Zechariah Perektes is written, Gili meod bat Zion, Hari bat Yerushalayim, Hine malkech yavolach, Tzadik v'noshahu, Ani v'rochev al chamor. He will be a poor man, poor guy, will ride a donkey. Donkey? Or cloud. In Yeshayahu Perek Samech, immediately after the posuk lo yishama otcha mas be'artzech, וקראת ישוע חומותייך אני השם בעיתה אחישנה. חזל סייט, זוכו אחישנה, if the Jewish people will be זויכה, will be perfect, the Geula will come rapidly, יותר מהר, and if not, in its time, בעיתו. זכו, the Jewish people is perfect. Im ananei shamaya lo zachu ani v'rochev al chamor. Everything now is understood perfectly. If the Jewish people are perfect, if the people are perfect, they can be redeemed straight from Edom. Why not? They don't need Ishmael. They can be taken out of Golus Edom directly. Why not? But if the Jewish people are not perfect, Esau got broche from Yitzchok. The Kaddishim Milyonim who gave Esau, Edom, the power is Yitzchok. He gave him broche that when the Jewish people will not be perfect. V'aya kasher tarid ufarakta ulo ma'al tzavarecha. Then he will be able to use the sword. Al harbecha tichye. If the Jewish people is not begeder zochu, how could they break the world of Yitzchak? How could they be taken out of Golus Edom, since Golus Edom had the brocha of Yitzchak, that when the Jewish people are not perfect, they will be under his rule? When lo zochu, we need the help of Ishmael. Ishmael comes. Ishmael is klipas chamoir. Shvu lachem po ima chamoir. Am adome lechamoir. Rabbi Elazar ben Ochanan says that this is a reference to Ishmael. Therefore, when Yaakov Avinu came to meet Esau, he told him, "Vayihi shor v'chamor, I have a bull against you, Yosef, and I have a chamor against your father-in-law, against Ishmael." Yisachar chamor garem. Ishmael is a chamor that the Mashiach is ride on him. The Troyan Chamoil, like the Sus HaTroyani, Chamo HaTroyani של Ishmael, של המשיח. Now, Maus 2 is very, very clear. חשוף זרוע קודשך, וקרב קץ הישועה, כי ערכה לנו השעה, ואין קץ ממערה, we are not in אחישנו, we are באיתו, כל הקיצים עברו. What should you do? The Chadmon, the Tzeltzalmon, that Edom will be in the shadow of Ishmael, and from Ishmael we can be taken out from this Golus. V'hakem lonu roi Yeshiva. Everything is pshutoi shel mikro and pshutoi shel divrei Chazal. I am here only because I have a strong voice. You don't need me. Nothing is, no one of the ideas which I said is mine. Everything is based on Mekoyos. And now we know the connection between the Shualim Hilchuboy of Rabbi Akiva when he saw the shual, he started to smile, to laugh, because under the shadow of the shual, he saw the chamor. The chamor Hashem Mashiach. Thank you.